Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Okay. According to my clock right now, it's 13 o'clock.
Are you military time?
Yeah.
Why?
That's confusing.
I mean, my car is too, and it's annoying. I'm always like, okay, subtract 12, it's 1 o'clock.
Usually we're not doing this at 1. I didn't get back in last night till early this morning. 1, 2 a.m. So we've been working for, I'm tired. There's just a lot because the Grammys flew back home overnight. So we're getting to this late and we were gone for a lot of last week, but we're here. So I don't know. Stick it up your butt.
Oh, okay.
Because a couple people are all like, well, are you taking off? Let me say something first of all to the naysayers. Don't say nay, first of all. Say no. Nay is from like the classical days.
Oh, that's what they do in like Congress and stuff.
Nay.
I or nay.
Or a horse. Second of all, I didn't use all my vacation last year because, I feel guilty.
You don't like it.
It's different now because I have a wife and she's like, you should take it and maybe you shouldn't work your life away. And I do see at times glimpses of what she's talking about. And so the company says, here is the vacation that we would give you. And I say, I accept that vacation, but then I never use it all. I easily could. I could be gone weeks and weeks and weeks, but I don't. Because I like to be here for our listeners. I enjoy doing the show. I feel like when things are happening, I want to talk about it. I feel like if listeners trust us to be their friends in the morning, I'm going to be here as much as I possibly can. There is a trust that I hope that we've built back and forth. You, the listener, me, this show. And so I did not use all my vacation. Matter of fact, I didn't use near. It doesn't matter. And so I go and tell Scuba, I said, hey, since I'd use my vacation, I'm going to use some days this year that I didn't use last year. And it was 5 days. Now think about that. I didn't use way over 5 days. I said, but I'm not going to do 5 days. We're going to do 3 full shows of new material with great interviews. Morgan Evans, Charles Kelly, Dave's Highway. We made those shows as good as we possibly could. So they weren't even vacation. Vacation for me, I can just leave. I can just goodbye, see you, kick, let the door hit me on the way out. But I don't want to do that because I just feel like you guys put the trust in us, so I try to give you every bit of me that I possibly can. And then I go into my DMs, and it's like, another 2 days off? Like, again, see this thumb? I wish I could just sit it down on a stool, and you take your pants off,
no,
and you sit on it, and you spin around over and over.
I got a visual.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, why? Why do I have that in my head now?
Not good, Bones.
Because here I am. I'm going as hard as I can. For me, for you, for us. I want the show to be successful. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's like 10 people up here between this show and the countdown and the international stuff that we do that I got to make sure this show is good so we can keep good ratings. So everybody's job in a way counts on me. And so I really don't get affected by much. But man, when people say that to me, when people question my work ethic, it's really the only thing that I have. And it pisses me off. And I do that. I walk around all day like this with my thumb up. And I just picture everybody sitting on it and spinning.
Hmm. Put the thumb down.
I know, dude. So that's what I wanted to start with. I didn't plan to start with that. But I'm tired, so I don't know where I'm going to go. And I told Eddie before we went on the air, there's certain things I don't need to be put on because I'll go absolutely ape on it.
We're not talking about
that. We're not talking about it. Because when I get my chemicals, when I get tired in my brain, I get to fight or fight. There's no flight. It's just fight or fight.
It's like, that didn't sound right.
Yeah, no, it's fight or fight. And you guys that have been with me for a long time know that used to happen a lot more than it does now.
Yeah, you've really tamed it down.
I have. Honestly, there's responsibility. You guys, if I'm all the time just swinging at people, eventually I'm going to get knocked out. And if I get knocked out, one way or another, the show goes down. Do we all find ways to scramble back up? Sure. But I do have to be more responsible. Some people will go, but he's just not the same as it used to be. Well, first of all, you're right. Thank God. Second of all, there are times where I feel that way too, where I would just like to grab and just shake the living crap out of somebody on the air. But I don't, because I know it's more than just about me at this point. Sometimes I do and I get in trouble, and that's okay. I need to keep my personal insanity integrity. It's the same insanity and integrity for me sometimes. So there we are. I just wanted to get that off my chest. And anytime you see me hold my thumb up, that's what I'm thinking about.
But is that going to be confused with thumbs up? Like everything?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll be like, thumbs up, and you'll be like, is he saying good job, or is he saying sit on my thumb with his butthole and spin on it? Oh, you don't know, do you? Well, I want to say this. I didn't watch a single bit of the Grammys last night. I don't even know who won. I finished my part, did the red carpet. I walked off, got in a car, got in a plane, came right home, landed at 1:30 or 2 this morning, came here, did the show, and that was it. So I don't know anything that happened. So I just want to take a second, and I know Lunchbox said he had a list of questions he wants to ask me about my experience, and I'm fine with answering them. But did you guys watch the Grammys?
No. Your part, but that's it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, red carpet, that's it.
I watched the red carpet, and then I watched a little bit of the Grammys because I wanted to see, okay, what are we going to do here? First two performers, I was like, all right.
This what did it start with?
Bad Bunny.
Okay.
But
in Spanish?
In Spanish.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I guess, you know, Bad Bunny's the most streamed artist in the world. Yeah.
He's huge.
I learned that on the red carpet.
Because I don't know Spanish, though.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know Spanish, mm-hmm. So I had no idea what was going on. I was like,
but okay. I do watch Lost in German, and I like it. So if somehow they could do Spanish and I could read the subtitles while I was listening, but even then, that'd be tough.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it's but music. I will say my kids liked Bad Bunny. Like they
because his name was Bunny though.
No, just
because
the music they didn't know
him.
No, they just danced to the music.
And
then the next person was the girl you interviewed on the red carpet,
which
I don't know her.
Brandi Carlile.
Brandi Carlile is awesome.
Yeah, she sang.
Was she good?
Fine, whatever. I didn't know the song.
Yeah,
I was like, cool.
You're also not a big music person.
Yeah, that's and after the first two performers, I was like, man, that's really in the show for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there, whatever, I want to see something cool. But then I did watch the Chris Stapleton with Stevie Wonder.
Was that good?
That was so cool. So cool.
Yeah, I saw none of it. So, Scuba, did you watch some performances?
I did, yeah. I saw the 50 Years of Hip Hop, which
was
pretty cool.
That was awesome.
Was it good?
Yeah, one thing I was confused about, maybe you guys can shed light on it, and I don't want to start any controversy here, but I was watching the country category, which I hadn't really cared about until recent years. And I saw the artists who I recognized, their albums, like Luke Combs, mm-hmm. Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris. And then they go, Willie Nelson. I'm like, Willie Nelson? No disrespect. Guy's got an incredible career.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew he had an album out. And then he wins.
Well, you know why
he
won,
right? And
I feel
terrible for the people who...
Well, the difference is the Grammys are a committee of people who just sit in a room and select.
They go, oh, I know Willie Nelson. Check.
No, but yeah...
Willie's getting old.
Yeah, it's
but that's, old. Not, but that's not the only reason. I swear to God, it's not. If he would have died, I would have said probably, but he didn't die. There were some of those. I saw a few of those that happened last night. For example, Song of the Year. Overall Song of the Year went to Bonnie Raitt, just like that, against a bunch of big, massive pop songs too. So what's happening is, for the most part, people vote on the Grammys. But if the little boardroom people don't agree on it, at least this is how it used to be, they'll change it.
Wow, okay. Because I felt terrible. I saw Luke Cutler, they're all excited.
I know.
And then they were just completely defeated and deflated.
And
like,
it's not based on streams or anything. It's just really based on
the politics of who.
The Grammys are known as a cultural, we're culturally better.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't go with what pop. I mean, I bet you Best New Artist, I haven't looked yet, is somebody we don't know. Samara Joy. Until this, I didn't know her very well. I believe she's a jazz singer. She's awesome. But I would never have stumbled onto her had I not been doing research for my role. The Grammys try to use their platform to celebrate music that isn't just commercially viable and successful, but also the people that they select to be the gatekeepers as well as the voters. They want them to pick it based on the quality and integrity of it.
And I respect that, yeah. But this category I felt a little weird about.
I can understand why that would be. People were getting upset for the same exact reason about Bonnie Raitt winning Song of the Year, because it was up against like Harry Styles and other songs, you know.
Yeah.
So, but the Grammys, they're known for that. And I think I've spoken out a couple of times before about how the Grammys, there are times whenever things are happening culturally and the Grammys will make sure to reflect that culturally with their award winning.
Yeah.
So it'd be awesome to get a Grammy. And if they want me to come host it, I love them. If they don't, well, I got a problem with them. No, I don't. But that's really why they don't really go, let's look at numbers of people who stream music. They just try to go, what do we really think's the best? And what does the people who vote, who have to be in an elevated, you can't just vote. You can't get online and vote. You have to be in an elevated position. It's a Grammy. Like, I get to vote.
Yeah.
But I don't even know who they are sometimes, so I don't. I don't even vote for people in office if I don't know who they are.
Which is good, because you don't want to be voting for
that. Yeah, but when what Scuba is saying, when I saw that category and the winner, I just thought, man, that's a, hey, man, thanks for everything you've done for country music thing. Like,
well,
this could be your last album thing.
I would disagree. They gave Bonnie Raitt the Lifetime Achievement Award last year.
I was talking about Willie.
I know, but I'm saying they can do that to Willie if they wanted to say thank you for everything. They could have given Willie a Lifetime Achievement Award this year, but that wasn't that. They must have listened to his record and said, God dang, that's still really good.
It's like I haven't heard it. Have you guys heard it?
No, but that's also what happens where people will go and listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say one quick note about you in the red carpet. I finally got a chance to click it on. And your one liner at the end with Randy Carlyle is great. Mount Rushmore. The Mount Rushmore of greatest singers. There's three of your heads and one of Ashley McBride. And I was like, that was
great. Did I say that?
Yeah, it was. It took her by surprise. She was like, whoa, okay. And her reaction was fantastic. And you turned back around and smiled. And you're like, got him. And that was awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. I don't remember saying that, but it is pretty funny, huh?
You did a pretty good job. I liked it.
Thank you. But yes, I'll step in and not defend the Grammys, but say I think they do their job of really highlighting what they feel is that top quality, when you can't really define a top quality in art. But I haven't listened to that Willie record either. I will tell you this. I became friends with his son, Lucas Nelson, over the week. First of all, awesome dude. Should not be as nice as he is, because he's so talented. And when you're so talented, you can just pee on the floor and spit in people's faces. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it. That dude's awesome as a dude. I've never heard anything like him before, singing.
You posted a video of him singing, and
on
I was
my
like,
Instagram?
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, it's like, it's a different, it's like Stapleton-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can get to that later. Were you at that one, Eddie? Or did you fly in after
no,
the day after?
No, I flew in the day you guys were there.
Golly, I've had a boner ever since.
Whoa,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm tired, see? I just
say
stuff now.
You have a big
now.
Desk in front of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like a boner for music, not like literal, for his. Okay. Album of the Year, Harry's House, Harry Styles. I saw some Swifties were upset with that, and I get it, but that Harry's House album's awesome.
It's a great album.
I know every song on it. I was listening to it when it was coming out, but not because I picked it, because Caitlin picked it, and I was forced to hear it, and I would come on the air and be like, I'm going to admit to you, it's really good.
Is it a dead giveaway if they perform that they're going to win?
No. It is not. Okay. Because, and I tell you, not even at the CMAs. Now, there are some times where maybe the producers will have a feeling, but they are legally locked up, and they don't, people cannot know. Even the people at the, like, Goldenheimer and Schmidt, whomever are running the company that gets the votes, not even everybody there gets to know. It's like select people, and they will stand back there locked with the winner for a bunch of reasons. But as someone who's presented, they would not give me the card even until 90 seconds until whatever. So there was no way that I could tip somebody off for gambling for all these reasons.
Wow.
Oh.
I thought that was all drama.
Mm-mm. I did too.
Now, like the American Music Awards, stuff like that, they know. People get to go, and they're like, you won, so you can perform. Grammys, CMAs.
ACM?
I don't know. I think probably ACMs.
Oscars.
Emmys.
Golden Globes?
Tony's.
I don't know. We're just yelling awards at this point, so I don't know.
Razzies.
iHeart Awards.
That one I know for sure they know. But yeah, no, they don't know.
Okay.
But here, that's a great record of the year, Lizzo. I knew it. I guess I don't have a feeling about it. I did talk to Bonnie Raitt. She was awesome.
Yeah.
I interviewed her. Samara Joy, best new artist. She's a jazz singer. She's really good. Now, it's not the kind of music that I would normally listen to because I wouldn't, but I mean, she's really good. Do you know who else is really good who was a jazz singer and she's a country singer too is Madeline Edwards, who's going to come in and perform.
Oh.
Do we know when?
She's coming in this week.
Okay. And then we'll play her this week or next week?
Yeah.
Gosh, she's good. I did a Bobby cast with her and she was doing the voice thing as a jazz singer that's kind of like... Exactly like that.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, thank you. I've been working on my jazz.
Huh, it's like a drowning bird.
Bro, I'm telling you. Yeah. Mike, you remember when she did it?
Yeah.
And I was just asking for an example because she had to like make money. So she learned how to do all this kind of singing in a restaurant.
Wow. That's cool.
Dude, it's unreal what she can do. And she's going to do our $1 million show with us. Willie Nelson won Best Country Album. Best Country Duo Group Performance, Carly and Ashley McBride. Best Country Song, Cody Johnson, Till You Can't. That's cool. Because I always say, when you got a dream, chase it, because the dream won't chase you back. I stole it from that song. Harry Styles, Harry's House, Best Pop Vocal Album. Best Solo, Adele. Sam Smith, Kim Petras. Best Pop Performance Duo Group. Best Rock Performance, Brandi Carlile, Broken Horses. I did ask her about that song, because I like that song, Broken Horses. And I said, why do you record it like that? And I think she was a little like, huh? And I was like, because you record it and you sing it so hard. Like, she just goes hard. I'm like, but then you have to perform it like that every time. And she was like, I've never been asked that question. And I was like, because I'm psychotic. And I wonder, I wouldn't do it like that because I didn't have to perform it like that every time. Ozzy Osbourne, Kendrick Lamar. Okay, well, there was the Grammys. And then we'll get off this. Lunchbox, you have questions you want to ask. All I see here is LB has five questions for Bobby about the Grammys. You only have five.
Five, and then there's a bonus.
That would be six.
Yeah, but I added the six at the end. I didn't realize I had six until...
Go.
All right.
Number five. Oh,
okay. Of all the celebrities there, did Bobby get anybody's phone number?
It's just not that. There's no time. It's a mess. It's a mess, and it's not glamorous. There's 10,000 people everywhere. They're dragging people to you. This person's... And they were only bringing the bigger nominees to me, and those bigger nominees had a lot of places to go, obviously, because they were nominated. There was no time to talk. There were people who would come and say hi to me that I knew as friends, and I was very appreciative of that because I know how busy their days were, but they would make a point. There were a couple people specifically, Ryan Hurd came over, who I'm just friends with in real life, but I know him and Maren were both nominated, and he was running all over the place, but he walked all the way across to come over and just be like, yo, how's it going? What's up? You staying tonight? Where are you staying? Maybe we could hang out, but I told him we were leaving right after. Like, I love that guy as a personal friend. So Ryan, also Brew, who is big on TikTok. He was a radio guy, and then he got big on TikTok, and he's still doing radio in LA. But you guys probably don't know who he is.
No.
But he came over with his girlfriend and was just like, just to say hi.
How does he get in?
He's got a lot of followers on TikTok.
Yeah, I think they do red carpet stuff.
They do red carpet stuff? Yeah, so
I could have done red carpet.
But Bobby was doing red carpet.
I know.
No, but he was doing, I think he was, I don't know he was there. I don't know what he was doing. But, you know, TikTok famous is famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were definitely people that wanted to talk to him. For some reason, E didn't want to talk to him. I don't know why. I'd love to talk to him. I love that guy because he did something different. I'm going to see how many followers he has. But And he's at the age, too, where he's probably... How old do you think Brew is, Mike?
Probably like 25.
He looks young.
Is he that young?
Yeah.
Where he definitely could be way cooler and be like, why do I want to talk to you? But he came over and was like, man, you're just such an inspiration, like, to show that people in radio don't have to just do radio. And that dude, he's got 4.5 million followers. Yeah.
On what?
TikTok.
Huh? On TikTok.
Oh, on Instagram, he's only got 400,000.
Well, okay. Well, how many do you have?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You do know.
But like Brute took time to come over, and I thought that was really cool. And, you know, in some areas, I'm starting to be the OG a little bit, and that's weird because I was always
young,
the Brew version of it.
Yeah.
And so I just was telling his girlfriend, I was like, man, you got to be so proud of him. He's figured out a way. Because you got to figure out a way. I figured out a way. So he came over. There were a couple. Ray Benson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Came over.
Sleep at the wheel.
Mm-hmm. But I don't. It was so... We were supposed to start at 3 p.m., which is 5 p.m. Central, and go to 7 p.m. Central. But they were like, there's so many people here early. Can you get here early? And so I got an Uber and literally got dropped off at the Grammys. And they had all the car service. I got an Uber.
Oh, wow.
And so when I pulled up, there was no tag. There was nothing. they were like, are you here? Where's your fancy car? And luckily, I did Uber Black. And that's why I posted, showed up to host the red carpet in an Uber Black. Because I got an Uber and got there 2 hours early and just started doing interviews early. So the question was, no phone numbers. I did exchange phone numbers at the Pebble Beach with some people.
Oh.
Because that was awesome.
Okay, well, I guess we'll turn these into Grammy/Pebble Beach.
Those were really famous people. It was
really famous and really awesome. And
so like,
whose number did you get?
We can get to that if it's a different set.
Okay.
But go ahead. Next question.
Number four.
It scares me, too. Go ahead.
Off camera, did you geek out on anybody? Because there's a lot of celebs there.
Well, on camera, I thought Mick Fleetwood, I thought that was really cool. Just allow me to drop names in a way of me. It just helps me tell a story, so not bragging. I love Sheryl Crow. I can text Sheryl Crow and just be like, hey, friend, I saw her at the mall. Sheryl Crow's just awesome, and she's somebody that I just love musically, and now she's somebody I can just text. And I knew she was coming on the red carpet, and I knew that she was doing that performance with Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, when he walked up, I didn't know he was on the red carpet.
And so
he was tall.
Yeah, he's really tall. And so I was just seeing what's up. She said she was going to be there with Mick in the red carpet. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. Like, please come by me if you get to do it. And so they did. And I thought that was really cool to be with. He's 6'5", Mick Fleetwood. So I geeked out on that. And they're obviously before me in my time in music.
Is he a singer?
You ever heard of the band? No.
A little bit.
I mean, he wasn't the lead singer. No. You would know the lead singer, though.
Fleetwood. Think about that.
You do.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
But I know that...
Mick Fleetwood. And who's Mac? Ronald McDonald. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, man, the clown.
Mac Jones.
No.
The quarterback?
Who do you... How about Landslide?
Dixie Chicks.
Mm-hmm. But they covered it.
From Fleetwood Mac.
But who sang that originally, do you think? I know you would... I think you would get this.
Yeesh, it's going to be tough, Bones.
Oh.
He knows.
I got it. Stevie Nicks.
Wow. That's it. I knew you'd get it.
I don't know how I got that. But because maybe you said on the red carpet because they were doing a tribute because she died.
No, Stevie Nicks didn't die, but Christine okay, another person died.
One of the members died.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's why they did the tribute.
Another female member.
Oh, see, I heard him on the red carpet talking about that, so I thought maybe.
So I thought Mick Fleetwood was really cool. I got to meet Grandmaster Flash, which was really cool because he's a pioneer in hip-hop.
That's OG.
That's his OG, and he was really nice. I think I talked with Nelly for a little bit.
You did?
Yeah, in person, which is really cool. Oh. It's always people that I thought were cool when I was kids, or then as I get to be an adult, understand how influential they were to the people that I thought was cool when I was a kid. So any of the pop stars nowadays, I don't really care about.
Did you see Harry?
No. Here's the story about Harry that I don't even know if it got reported. There was the red carpet, the entrance. He walked about to walk up, and everybody started going after him. He turned around and got and left.
Ooh.
He was like, too much, oof, and just left.
Wow.
It was awesome to see. I think that would be it. No real story of me going like, oh, Billy Crystal. He walked by. He was coming to me, and then he ran out of time. That was cool for me to see Billy Crystal.
You haven't met Billy Crystal?
Never.
Oh, wow.
And he's hosted all those shows.
That'd be cool
and
to see.
He's a little before me in the comedy, but still, he's a legend. So that was cool. So it's always the older people. That's it. Okay, what else?
Number three.
God dang, this scares
me. Did you book anybody from the Grammys to come on our show?
No time for any of that. There was just no time for anything.
All right.
Number two.
Who did Bobby sit next to at the show?
I didn't go. I left immediately. Got on a plane, flew home right after the show.
Number one.
Did anybody ask about me?
Yes, Ray Benson did.
That's what I'm talking about.
He said, where's Jump Box? Or something like that. Yeah,
hey, that's close though.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Oh, what up, guys?
He kept going. Because Ray Benson's also wildly tall, and he was in this white suit covered in cactuses and weed. And he was like, this guy, local Austin DJ.
Lower voice.
This guy, local Austin DJ. And people are like, who are you talking about? And he just kept pointing at me. And it was really cool. It was, you know, we've known-ish Ray for a long time when was a local.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, I was literally a DJ at nighttime then. I'm not a DJ now. God, if you call me a DJ, I'll stab you with a pair of scissors. Because it's not about music. But DJs, I really would play 10 songs an hour and talk in between. And at night, I would do that in Austin. And Ray was everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'd do events with Ray. So it was really cool. But that he did ask for where Jump Box
Dang,
was.
That's awesome. Yeah. Ray Benson knows me.
Yep. Ha! That Ray, it?
No, I got one more bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ray, where's the...
Number one.
Everybody wants to know. Everybody's been asking. How much did Bobby Bones get paid?
How much do you think I got paid to do that?
Oh, probably six figures.
No, not for that.
Oh. Okay, then 50K.
You just think for that?
Yeah, man, they got money out there in Hollywood.
They do, and I'm going to tell you there's a big difference. They do have a lot of money.
So, and you got that suit because it went on the credits rolled. It said your suit.
I told everybody how much my jacket cost the first time I got on. I was like, this is a $4,000 jacket.
Yeah, Diplo liked your jacket. He started rubbing on you. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Are you friends with Diplo now?
I didn't have to pay for it. That's the crazy thing about that place.
What place?
Hollywood.
Oh. Hollywood.
Like, as soon as it was like, because I didn't apply for that job, I didn't go, I'd like to come do this. They called me out of nowhere and were like, will you come and. We need somebody who can be funny and who can know music. And, like, we need that person.
I'm there.
And I was like, okay. And I really hated to have to leave the Pebble Beach stuff we were doing. But I thought, great, that'd be cool. I'd never even been to the Grammys. And so, but when that happens, people want to, like, put clothes on you and give them to you. It's the weirdest thing. I will be completely transparent here. Now that I have money, because I didn't always, I get everything free. Or not everything, but a lot of stuff free. It's the weird. I wish I could have got it free when I was poor. It'd been so much easier. But they were like, as a Armani.
Wow.
There's a difference. I was told there's a difference. You're supposed to say Giorgio Armani because apparently there are different levels of Armani.
Oh.
Yeah, because the credits said Giorgio Armani. Mm-hmm,
exactly what they said.
Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it said.
And so I was so in shock at how much everything cost. I said, and they were like, hey, maybe you shouldn't say how much your stuff costs. They told me that in my ear. I said, I'm wearing a $4,000 jacket, everybody. Welcome.
On TV, you said that.
First break on. Couldn't believe it. And I got to keep it. But you can't really pawn it.
Could.
I don't think so. I think you could probably sell it back on one of those sites.
But I don't know if
Giorgio Armani.
What's the place you go to? Buffalo Exchange. You can do that.
Or Boom. Plato's Closet.
Plato's Boom. Closet.
Boom. All that. I think the pants. But I didn't pay for any of that. The shoes were loaned. So I didn't get to keep the shoes.
Well, what do they do with you
they
shoes?
They give you jewelry at all?
Yes, they did. And it's why I'm not wearing my wedding ring. Because.
Yours was silver.
My nice eyes. My normal.
I was thinking, oh, dang, Bobby has a different one for different occasions.
I was wearing my red one. But they were like, it doesn't match. What the heck do I know? They said my jacket was plum. The F color is plum.
Oh.
And it was shiny. What?
Plum is like
purple.
I hear you, but you're talking to somebody who's like, okay. Once it gets certain dark, it all looks the same. And so they were like, you shouldn't wear, the stylist, her name is Marissa. She was like, you shouldn't wear the red with that because it doesn't match. And I'm like, well, I don't have a ring. I don't own jewelry. The only person who wears jewelry is Ray. I can't get a hold of him. Imagine I wear Ray's jewelry. I show up.
Big old chain.
But if you wanted diamonds, would they have given you diamonds?
Like, yeah, they gave me whatever I wanted. Not to keep. But they gave me a ring, and that's what I wore on my wedding. So I don't have my wedding ring on now. I think it's in my bag. But yes, that's where that ring was. I wore it, and it felt weird wearing jewelry.
Yeah, but you should definitely next time get a
big chain. Bling, yeah. Man. Bling.
I don't think that's the move, because that ain't me.
Oh.
But I did like the jacket and stuff last night.
It sparkled.
They paid me for that. For just the doing it, $25,000.
Oh, my God.
They gave me a stipend for, like, travel and clothing and for, like, another $6,000 or $7,000.
That's, like, guaranteed cash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guaranteed cash but for then clothing I'd have to, and then didn't have to pay for
then
clothing.
The clothing. Then cool. Yeah.
awesome. I honestly thought that you did that was like, you know, free. Like you're come host the red carpet. So that's cool.
Dang.
No, it wasn't free. And honestly, it wasn't what the normal rate is. Yeah. I was already in California. I've been working with NBC a while, and that's in the NBC family. That's who called me now. And it was very much a, hey, we'd like for you to do this. Could you do it? And it wasn't a favor. That's a lot of money. But I don't know that I would have just chosen to go do a red carpet because it's not my, I'm not, that's probably why they wanted me there too, because it's not like I'm like, you look so glam. Like I told somebody they look pretty.
Oh, you said to Shania, your outfit, I don't know what you call this or what to say. Uh-huh. Like you were, you know, and then you eventually got around to who are you wearing?
With BB Rex, I was like, I don't know. Like, you look pretty. I don't know what to say. And so, but maybe that's what they wanted. I have no idea. But it was great. I had a great time.
Yeah, I felt bad. Like Shania, like, I'm like, whoever's sitting behind her is not going to be able to see the show.
Yeah.
But then at the show, she didn't have the hat on. I'm like, well, if you're not going to have the hat, then don't bring it.
Well, I think she changed clothes completely.
Did she change? I think so.
Usually if you do that, you change.
Well, yeah, like Harry Styles, I saw a picture of him before and it was like just like a little overalls, and then you see him in the crowd and it's in a totally, I'm like, what are we doing? Like, why are we changing outfits?
Wardrobe changes.
Like Lizzo, like her outfit on the red carpet was absolutely stupid.
I saw her walk by.
No, she couldn't even walk.
Well, she had people with her.
Like, it was like, oh, this is so dumb.
There was some of the dumbest crap I'd ever seen in my life. Some of it.
They're like that. And the girls that, this is so amazing. Legit. And I'm like, she can't even walk.
Some stuff. I saw Cardi B in like the purple thing. It was really cool looking.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My wife said that's the first one I think is so cool.
It was big and bold and like, and it was obviously like attention seeking, but it was like she's wearing a statue. It was really cool.
It was cool.
I would have said, you look pretty. but overall, it was a good experience. I think I did an okay job. I'm fish out of water just in that town in general, especially when it comes to celebrities. I don't really like the celebrity culture that much. And Taylor was nice to me. She really didn't stop and do anything with anybody, but they,
she said hi.
Yeah, and Tree, her publicist.
Yeah. Cool.
And they were like, why did they know? I'm like, if there's a Nashville, all the Nashville people are cool because we all just kind of, it's a different world here. But it was a good night. I'm happy that I got to go do it and I'm back. I'm tired. I'm back. And that's it. Anything else that you, everybody good? Because we can move off the Grammys in general if there's no other questions, comments.
I mean, when do you have your follow up meeting with the bosses over at E?
There aren't really,
Oh, yeah. I was going to see. What would you do more with E?
What are we doing next?
E's not really the goal, but if there's something that they said, hey, would you do that? I don't know. But it's not like I don't want to really be in entertainment, like covering celebrities as my thing. But I would if it was like a talk-ish show, that's fun, where I get to do some of me and interviewing. Obviously, we interview celebrities on the show, but this show is not a celebrity-driven show. But I don't know that it's E, but NBC now, which is cool because I work, because USA, E, maybe Bravo, they're all now NBC. They used to be all siloed off individually but owned by the same company, Warner Media. But now I have the same bosses for all those networks, which is why I got called for E.
Got it.
Which is why. So all that was together.
Okay. And then one last one before we go. Right, hit the number one.
Whatever it is I'm going to answer, I'm sure it's even more ridiculous. But go ahead.
Is he going to hit it or not? Number one. What was in your gift bag? I know they
I don't get a gift bag. I'm not a performer.
Oh.
Yeah, they gave that really expensive $60,000 gift bag to like performers.
Oh,
last night
I thought everybody there got one.
Mm-mm.
I was like, dang, probably got one of those bags, maybe hook it up.
No, I didn't get crap. I didn't get jack crap.
All right,
well, Bravo, CNBC, E, MSNBC, NBC, Oxygen, Peacock, Sci-Fi, USA, Universal Kids, and Telemundo. Now if Telemundo called, I'm right there.
Oh yeah. For sure.
But it was good, and that's that on that. Good.
Good. Why did you get up close to Beyonce? Did she walk
never
by?
Saw her? Never Dang. Even saw her. I don't think she came through. She was late. Yeah,
that's
never
why they gave her award at her table, right? Is that why?
Yep. Never saw it.
And I saw this on Instagram. They're setting it up to give it to her while she's sitting at the table, and the camera's on him, and he's just like eating. It was so weird.
He was hungry. Hey, they were late.
Well, yeah, there's food on the
table.
That's
real. I know, man. He was just like, whatever.
Guys got to eat.
Traffic sucked in LA. That's real. famous draft, the famous rivals draft that we did. Results. kicked out of the next draft is Raymundo finishing last place.
Ooh.
So Eddie is back.
Yeah.
By the way, Raymundo and Eddie are consistently the worst drafters. They usually rotate on who's in and out.
That's true. I've noticed that. Just us two.
Lunchbox and myself were there at the right before Ray. We had some space in between us, but we did not great. But we're
there.
And then
right.
Morgan at 2, Amy at 1.
Oh,
who were yours, Amy?
Amy had Lunchbox versus Abby.
That's not even a rivalry.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
I'm not a rival with a cockroach.
Maren Morris versus, don't call her a cockroach. Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean and Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster. Pretty good.
That's good, Amy.
Good job.
Thanks.
Amy is the winner there. And Eddie, you're back in. And Ray,
all right.
Peace out.
Thank you.
No, you're not welcome. 5 questions, famous draft results. Grammy bag. Amy, yay or nay on shows? I wrote that down.
I know, but didn't you just say nobody says nay?
Well, it rhymes with yay, though, so you can.
Okay. Yeah.
But I said as in naysayers.
Oh, okay. I was like, shoot, I say yay, nay all
Amy, here's
the time.
My thumb.
Thumbs up or sit on it?
Thumbs up. Let's
know.
Do the bit.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was close.
Okay, so I watched some shows, over the last week or so. Let's start with Pamela on Netflix, the documentary.
It's a documentary. Caitlin started watching that too. She's not asked her what she thought about it. She's like, I haven't watched enough, half hour or so.
Do not watch it with kids. I was like, whoa.
It's Pamela Anderson.
I know, but she's.
You can have family
like
night?
You thought
gather
that.
Gather around, kids.
I mean, what are you thinking?
No, there are certain
I'm
people
saying,
that you know that
okay,
about.
No. Let me put it this way. Don't have it on the living room TV when your kids are upstairs and they could walk downstairs and there could be
Don't
Pamela.
Have it on when your preacher comes over to check on you. Yeah.
But most of it was not. But then there was occasional shots of her doing her modeling thing. Where I was like, caught off guard. I was like, whoa, I just wasn't expecting them to show that.
Yay
they
or nay?
At all. Yay.
Really?
Very interesting.
It's got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, what did you say they show?
At everything.
All. They show her naked?
Yes.
Do they?
All right, let me.
What you think, guys?
Well, Lunchbox, you can just click Google Images and not seem like a perv.
Yeah.
I'll watch the documentary, learn some things.
Did they show her like being discovered at a football game in the CFL?
I don't know.
Like she's in the crowd and that's how they found her initially?
Mm.
Was a crowd shot? But
well,
you may not have seen it because you don't watch shows.
Yeah, you
correct.
Don't pay attention.
I may not have seen it because in the beginning,
Mike, have you seen
listen,
it?
No, I do that. I started it in the living room, and that's when I realized, oh, I need to probably watch this on my computer later where there's kids not walking
that
around.
That seems
so.
Even worse.
Okay.
If I watched it on my computer.
What?
I think I'm going to get it with my, I'm going to tell my wife we need to watch Pamela.
Okay. Anyway, I thought the Tommy Lee stuff was really interesting. I did not know that they only knew each other for a couple of days and they got married.
Yeah, he like flew to some other
Cancun.
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to go out. I'm just going from what I know. Like, she didn't want to go out with him. And he's like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to, Cancun. So he flies over and meets her there. And then he proposes like the same day or something.
Yeah, it was like a couple of days. He's like, hey, that night they went to the club and.
Surprised it didn't work.
You want to get married?
Shocking.
Actually, she said he was her soulmate, like her true love.
Well, she's still in love with him from what I know from TikTok. And his wife now is much younger, is like all like pissed about it.
Well,
and I would be too.
Yeah.
Stop talking about that crap.
Back that is awkward.
I don't know. TikTok says what.
No, I forgot that he had, like, she had to call the police on him.
Yeah, once he kicked her.
Mm-hmm. And she was holding
the
kid.
She was holding a baby. And I think that was the only time he was violent, but she was still so strong, good for her, that she was like, I'm out.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm not endangering myself.
Like, even one time, she's like, I'm not. And
wow.
I haven't seen the movie. This is what I know. But that's, from what I know about that, like, that is respectable that she was like, not putting me or my kid in danger of anybody that it can do this. But yeah, you give it a thumbs up. Yay.
Yay.
All right, next up.
Gunther's Millions.
Never heard of it.
It was in the top 10 on Netflix. It's this dog that, it's like the wealthiest dog in the world. It got it.
Is it real?
Yes, it's real. What's it called? When an inheritance.
Amy, I just looked up Gunther's Millions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what kind of.
Is it
a German Shepherd?
It's the worst score I've ever seen in Rotten
Tomatoes. Oh, yeah. This was going to be a nay.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, because I didn't even get through episode one because here's the thing. I don't want to have to look at my screen the whole time because I'm walking around doing things. And some of it was in, I don't know, another language, German, I don't know what language. And I couldn't see the subtitles, so I gave up.
20%.
Oh, boy.
And a dog named Gunther has a trust fund.
Mm-hmm. Trust fund, that's
and
it.
And Gunther's handler lives a luxurious life with a cult-like entourage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like other dogs? Or
dogs
like
eating better
no,
food than me.
Humans.
I'm a pass.
Human entourage.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're all hot. And Gunther has no idea because hot humans aren't hot to a dog.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gunther's a dog.
Yeah.
Doesn't know
Okay.
That.
All right, next.
Next, 1923.
I've thought about getting. Oh no, never mind. I'm thinking
Harrison
of the,
Ford.
I'm thinking of the wrong show. Yes. I'm thinking of the boat show on Netflix. It's like Future, 1867 or something. Okay, so that's not what I'm thinking of. You're thinking of Yellowstone prequel.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
But the one that's after 18, whatever we did with Tim McGraw.
Too many numbers.
Right. So I originally had given it an A few weeks ago, and then I went back to it, and now I give it a yay. Because
good.
I'm in. You have to do a little online research of the family tree, and then you figure out, and then you're more invested because you figure out who's who and what they do.
When I say that about Game of Thrones, you're like, too much. All of a sudden, you put a freaking horse and a stable in there, and you're like, I'll do it. Yeah. But you liked it.
I did.
All right. The other show is 1899.
That's on Netflix. The one you're talking about?
And this one is what?
And I haven't seen it.
1923.
Bro, I don't know. I'm playing the lottery over here. I'm doing quick pick, watching shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the fourth thing is Emily the Criminal, which is a movie.
Come on.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. These two guys said they liked Emily the Criminal.
Yeah. Loved it.
Us three. Yeah.
Mike too. And that's then right. I told you, one of my friends texted me and was like, we watched it and we were like, what are they smoking?
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird.
Right. So I'm anxious to hear Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And her, what is her name, Mike?
Aubrey Plaza.
I saw her hosting SNL with blonde hair.
She's awesome, dude.
She's funny.
But she doesn't look like goth. She looks like somebody that's super happy. Just her hair color made her look so happy.
Yeah.
Just a switch in her hair color. It was crazy.
She normally looks sad.
Just all of it. Dark hair, dark clothes. But she had blonde hair for SNL, and I was like, wow, look at her vibe is like totally different.
I like her. She's
all right,
cool.
Emily the Criminal. Amy.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch that then.
They sold me on it. I mean, it's just interesting, and you see how, if you're in a desperate situation.
Mm-hmm. You do desperate things.
Yeah, and you get tied up.
Speaking of that, Bernie Madoff watched the first episode of The Dog.
Okay.
What'd you think? Yay, nay.
He didn't start off. I don't feel like he started off to be a bad dude. I haven't watched all enough because I've only seen one episode because it talks about how when he was a kid and he married his wife and she came from a wealthy family and he's like, oh God, the dad didn't like him. He wasn't good enough for her. He goes and works for the dad. He's like, he actually has a successful business. This is like 60s. And then he messes up and has to cover, so he takes a loan to cover for it.
And that's when he learned what he could do.
And that's when he learned. I haven't learned enough about him, so I'm not. He's an awful guy from everything about him, but I haven't seen in the show enough yet to where I've gone to his heart, his soul, his guts are all evil devil.
Yeah,
right now, it's a 60s and he's figuring out, oh, I didn't mean to do, I just messed up. I'm trying to make sure I'm not embarrassed because he was ashamed of where he came from and his parents were big failures. They had to like go give their blood just to eat.
Oh man.
And he didn't want to fall into that trap. And so that is no excuse because obviously I'm going to be pissed off about two episodes, I feel, for everybody because people are already crying and upset from the beginning. And I'm just like, man, but yes, it's 80% rotten. You liked it though, huh? The show?
Yeah, I would say though, the first couple of episodes, I don't remember how many that was. Four. Are you talking about Bernie?
Mm-hmm.
Those were my least favorite in the beginning. That's when you really learn, because it's probably more of the time we remember seeing it on the news and everything that happened. That's the fascinating stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap. I got a couple other things real quick. I just wanted to mention that Eddie, whenever we went to California together, I said, Eddie, when I went to play this golf thing, I like to play golf, but I never grew up around golf. And I'm not that good at golf. I'm okay. And I was like, they say, you're going to come play in this tournament. And so I go and they say, you need a caddy. And you need a caddy that knows the rules really well because it's a real tournament. And I'm like, oh God. I mean, I'd rather have Eddie who doesn't know the rules and have fun with my friend. And then we get there and Eddie wasn't really a caddy. We just played the whole time.
It was amazing.
No, you didn't have to like.
Well, he carried the bag for one round and then we played.
But even the one round, we
played a little bit.
Yeah,
cool.
It was so cool.
Nobody else probably doing that with our caddy, but we're like.
No chance.
We're like, let's go, B. And so it's just really cool to do that with like your friends. Like it was really the cool. For me, it was the most fun 3 days I've ever had in my life, just straight fun.
Yeah.
I wrote that on my Instagram. And I was like, I can't believe I'm even allowing myself to have this fun. So we do this. I had a sinus infection too that was killing me. It was so bad that I would just sleep when we weren't out there. It was just, awful. But it was awesome. And we go and do these things, and maybe another podcast we could talk about it, but there were all these real celebrities there, like real life celebrities. But there was just kind of a guard that nobody had up. And it wasn't where you're talking to them and they're looking over your shoulder, seeing who else is cool in the room. Like, I get to talk with Jim Nance. Like, this is like, as sports fans, like, you geek out over these
people.
He's
a commentator, Amy.
Jim Nance.
Yeah. You'll know his voice.
He does
voice.
The Masters. He does the NFL. It was so nice. And then he called two of my shots. We did a closest to the hole competition. And to get to the finals, you had to win a whole round. And I was up against Aaron Rodgers.
Huey Lewis.
That's awesome. There's six or seven of us. And I won. It's somewhere on CBS Online.
He made the final round.
Jim Nance called my shot. I win. It was crazy.
What do you win?
$1 million. Just kidding.
Oh my God. I was like, what?
No, I didn't.
It's for charity.
It's for charity.
Oh.
So I didn't know. I didn't win anything. You don't know.
Wow. You did make money for charity, yes, though, for making that final round.
And then so we get to the finals. But I couldn't believe that but Jim Nance called my first shot and the second shot. And I would give a crispy nickel to have those clips from CBS Sports Online.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Guys, I'll say it again, if anybody can find it. Not just a nickel. A crispy nickel. I've never even heard that before, but there you have it. But Jim Nance was awesome. Jason Bateman.
Amazing.
Oh, was he as young as he looks?
Yeah, he looks
young.
You
know, that's sort of what he's known for, is not aging.
Probably because I don't remember thinking, sure thought you'd be older.
No, never thought that.
But he was one of those that I was kind of intimidated to go say something to. Mm-hmm. But he was just he was just there, and somebody was getting something for him. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He was like, hey, what's up, man? How'd you play? And he was talking to Eddie. And
oh, like 2 days later, I felt the tap on my shoulder, and I look over, and it's Jason Bateman being like, how'd you guys shoot today?
It was the most normal.
Like, what?
It was so cool.
Wow.
I went up to Steve. So I told Eddie. I was like, no, Eddie spots everybody. I can't see, just generally. So Eddie. I
saw everyone.
Eddie's bird dogging for me all day long. Like, there's that celebrity. And Eddie sees Steve Young, Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the greatest ever. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's Steve Young. So I just finished my little round of where I hit the girl, and I'll talk about it tomorrow, in the face with the ball. And just on the putting green, and I walk over, and you can just slide into a group of, because everybody's just getting to know everybody. And I was like, hey, it's Steve Young. He was like, hey. And I was like, look at you. You're Steve Young. He's like, yeah.
Then you introduced yourself.
And I said, yeah, I did. And I was like, hey, how's it going to Bobby Bones? And he goes, oh, my God. I listen to you every day. And he starts, like, quoting back segments. First of all, I thought he was lying at first.
In what city?
San Francisco.
So, like, K-Bay country. And I was like, is this a joke? Like, I thought somebody had put him up to it. And then he asked for a picture with me. It was unbelievable. It was really cool. I'm sure.
He was like, you guys were talking about the other day. What was
Eddie
it?
Eddie and I are looking like, what's happening? It was a great, 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 great time.
That's cool.
So, my point was, I played with Ray Romano on his team. Ray Romano. I say that like it's nothing. Ray Romano. And he's so nice, and he's nice to everybody. He didn't care if you're on his team or if you're a fan, and he grabs the microphone and just starts telling jokes sometimes. But people kept thinking Eddie was Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Well, you can?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yo, older Ray, guy.
Talking to
people
Eddie.
People would be yelling Ray, and I never turned around because I was like, I don't know who they're talking to. And then finally, this lady was right next to me, like, Ray. And I go, what? Ray, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, I'm not Ray. And at first, I was like, are they thinking I'm Ray from the Bobby Bones Show? Because there were listeners
out
there.
Oh, that's true.
And then I said, no, I'm Eddie. He's like, you're not Ray Romano? Oh, my gosh, you think I'm Ray Romano. No, I'm not Ray Romano.
You know the trippiest thing, I think, for the real celebrities, because the world of celebrity is so fractured now that you could be really famous at TikTok. We were talking about Brew earlier. Or in music, win a Grammy, we never heard of you. Or because there's so many ways now to do what you do at a level that's high, be famous in your area, but people that aren't connected there, you have no idea who. You could be a famous chef, we'd have no idea. The world of celebrity is so fractured that I met a guy named Gareth
Bale.
Familiar with him?
Yeah, he's a huge soccer player.
No idea.
Massive.
I thought he was somebody's trainer.
Oh, my God.
I was standing next to him, and I was like, what do we think this is here? Before I hit, I was like, what do we think the distance here is? And he was like, he's Welsh or something.
Yeah, he's from Wales.
He's so nice. Jack, dude. And he was like, I don't know, 105 or something. And
105?
115 or 135. I was like, cool. And I was like, how's it going? He goes, good, I'm good to hit that. You know, he's also a really good golfer. And Larry Fitzgerald, I think I beat Larry Fitzgerald in the finals.
I think he was in your group.
I think I beat Alex Smith, quarterback in the last one. But I didn't know who he was, but then people were freaking out over him. And I was like, man, this is such a fractured world. Like Lunchbox just was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But what would mess people up was because nobody knows who I am. These celebrities have no idea. Except for Steve Young, they have no idea who I am because it's not the same level. Let's be honest. But I would get up and our listeners are so awesome and we do really well up in Northern California.
So awesome.
They would be like, Ray Romano. I'd be like, yeah, good, good. They'd be like, Bobby Bones. People were passionate. Let's go!
Yeah.
And they would look at her like, who is this idiot? It was awesome. I'm just so appreciative because I already felt foolish being there. But the fact that our listeners like had my back and were so passionate that when I got up, I was so nervous to hit in the crowds. But it made me feel like I not that I belonged, but I didn't feel like everybody else looked at me like I didn't. They just felt like, oh, he must be good at something. Mm-hmm. Little do they know I'm not, especially golf.
Love that.
But it was an awesome time. Had a good week. Sorry we were off the air for 2 days.
There it is.
For those that are just listening, this is my thumb. Thumbs up to you that showed appreciation. The rest of you, sit and spin. Thanks. We're done. Close it up. See you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.